I'm basically going to have my head down at the beginning and just watch as things sort of go around me. I haven't pre-filed any bills, and that's a very intentional decision.
Jonathan Christ Tompkins has spent a lot of time in Juneau recently, almost none of it devoted to setting up his office, which he wasn't even assigned until last Friday. Instead, he's been meeting with other members of the Democratic caucus and looking for ways to be effective.
I do have sort of a list of legislative priorities, many of which I discussed during the campaign. I mean, that range from adding sort of a frequent floater system for the Marine Highway system. I mean, something specific and concrete like that. I mean, to larger issues like energy independence for rural Southeast Alaska communities.
As a freshman, Christ Tompkins won't have much clout on the floor. He's going to try and make a difference in Juneau using skills he developed during his campaign. The biggest question mark in the governor's budget for Sitka, for example, is the absence of funding to complete the Blue Lake Dam expansion project.
I think it'll be a question of building relationships with officials within the various agencies and divisions who influence the governor's supplemental budget. And I'll be working hard on that. And then making the case to members of the Finance Committee that this is a project of great importance to Sitka, and I'm sure both Senator Stedman and myself will be doing that.
Regionally, one of the biggest issues is the governor's unilateral decision to scale back the Alaska-class ferry project. Christ Tompkins understands it was a legitimate choice of the executive branch, but he's far from happy with it.
There are policy decisions, and then there's process. And regardless of the policy of scrapping the Alaska-class ferry, which the governor has effectively done, there's the process about which you do that. And I think the process regarding the governor's change of course has been very concerning. I mean, there's damning circumstantial evidence. No legislators in the Southeast knew prior to the governor's announcement. No members of MTAP, who supposedly advised the governor on marine transportation issues, knew about the announcement. And nor did the shipyard until the night before the announcement. I mean, everybody was in the dark, and nobody knew it was coming. And so when you're throwing two or more years worth of public process to decide on a vessel out the window abruptly, I mean, I think you can approach that in a more deliberate manner. And so the process has been, yeah, disappointing and concerning. Captain Newsel's resignation, I think, speaks to that. I mean, in a certain sense, the captain is going down with a ship.
Christ Tompkins has a seat on the Transportation Committee, which Peggy Wilson, a Republican who now represents Ketchikan, chairs. He definitely sees more common ground among Southeast legislators than differences and believes that unity will be effective on some issues. He says he feels well-suited to the work and is doing what he prepared for.
I am at the service of the people, and being the voice in government for 17,000 people in Southeast Alaska means being the voice and the advocate for a multitude of local issues that are important and that this office has the ability to influence. And so it's just as important as voting on legislation, perhaps more so. I mean, there's some great legislators in the history of Alaska, especially from rural regions, who never introduced a bill in their entire career.
Christ Tompkins says he will have a dynamic office, a session staffer, an intern, and a full-time aide, Nancy Barnes, whom he hired out of former Senator Albert Kukesh's office. Christ Tompkins is young, but he says he understands the value of experience.
Prior to the legislature, she worked for Governors Knowles, Hickel, and Cooper. So she's been in the Capitol, either for the governor's office on the third floor or in the legislature somewhere else, in that building for longer than I've been alive.
Christ Tompkins will have an office expense account of $16,000. He says he plans to use the money to hire policy analysts on a case-by-case basis and to travel in the district. The Alaska Legislature will convene on January 15th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.